Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Bond for a Rhinelander area woman arrested for allegedly trying to solicit a hitman has been lowered in Oneida County Court. 27-year-old Megan Danielchek is facing a solicitation of first-degree homicide charge and domestic abuse charges. Danielchek has been jailed on $15,000 cash bond. She posted that bond in February. Her attorney argued for a bond reduction, which was approved by Judge Patrick O'Melia. He lowered bond to $5,000 cash with the condition she not have contact with her husband except in strictly controlled conditions involving the children. Danielchek has entered a not guilty plea to the charges. Rhinelander police arrested Danielchek in February. They report detectives initially spoke with a concerned citizen who had received information that she was looking for someone to kill her husband. Detectives met with a witness who was able to get information on her husband's vehicle, a photo of him, and his work schedule. Megan Danielchek met with an undercover state agent whom she understood to be a hitman and allegedly made a down payment to him to kill her husband. Investigators believe that a motivating factor in the case was financial gain. Investigators received information that Danielchek's husband has a life insurance policy through his place of employment, in which Megan Danielchek is allegedly named as a beneficiary. Governor Walker stopped at Northwood School District's on Fab Lab Day in Wisconsin today to hand over a check to expand the work done at the schools. Antigo, Schwamigan, Florence County, Northland Pines, Phillips, and Rhinelander all picked up checks in the $25,000 range. Lakeland Union High School's check was $35,000. While in Rhinelander, Walker toured the Fab Lab and got a Hodag keychain from the students. He says the growth of fabrication laboratories in the state coincides with a growth in the type of manufacturing jobs the labs train people to do.
Why we're involved, as I mentioned, is we put the funding in the budget through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation with the help of the legislature. And the idea was that at a time when we have such a low employment statewide, we have more people in the workforce than ever before, we desperately need more people in high demand careers. And so much of what's happening through programs like this helps us attract and inspire and create the kind of talent that we're going to need to fill key positions all across the state.
In all, 22 districts got the grants. Don Sidlowski of Three Lakes is known as the father of the K-12 Fab Labs in Wisconsin, and the first one was in the Three Lakes District. Walker was asked why this area has much Fab Lab activity.
You've had really kind of the start of the impetus happen in this neck of the woods. And so I think a lot of times, often for school districts that are new to this, it takes other school districts that have been successful, and having some of the most successful ones in the country here really makes a big difference.
Senior Tyler Frederick said he took the design class not knowing what to expect, but he says he loves it. He held up a device that was made at the Rhinelander lab.
This piece right here is a prototype that students here at RA just created to fix a 3D printer, and this was printed by using a 3D printer.
Walker told reporters later that also involved in the growth of Fab Labs is highest speed internet or broadband. He says more money is also in the pipeline for that. Every county except one in the Northwoods is considered by the DNR to have a high potential for wildfires. Vilas County is said to have a moderate danger. Fire prevention experts say the time just after the snow leaves until the forests and fields green up is a prime time for wildfires to break out. The weather has turned warmer and windy this week, also lowering the bar and conditions needed for wildfire. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley in Woodruff says fire season is here.
In the last 2 days, we've had nearly 80 wildfires across the state, and with the exception of Little Vilas County, we've seen them pretty much scattered all the way from the north to the south. So definitely it's here, and it's had a lot of activity the last couple days.
Cooley says you can get a free burning permit by going to the DNR website and key the word fire, or you can call 888-WIS-BURN. You can also visit an emergency fire warden or DNR office to get a permit in person. She says make sure to check to see if burning is allowed on the day you wish to burn. And a Democrat has jumped into the race for the 35th Assembly seat. Mark Martello of Tomahawk announced he's a candidate for the seat, which encompasses portions of Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, Oneida, and Shawano counties. Martello is a clinical social worker and has retired after 27 years in the military. This is his first attempt at public office. He was asked why he's running.
When I look at what's going on with our representation in Madison, it really doesn't look like they're representing us. It really looks like they are representing their big money donors, So they're doing things like making it easier to pollute groundwater with mining. They're not fully funding our schools. They're just simply not taking care of us.
Martello says he wanted to run after he saw much he disagreed with going on in Madison. The incumbent is Republican Mary Felskowski of Irma. Forecast for tonight, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms late, cloudy with a low near 52. Wednesday, a chance of showers in the morning, and then mostly cloudy skies with a high near 67. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 70, and Friday, sunny, high near 69. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.